You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. If you head southeast from the Lakeview Library way down to the 80s blocks of International Boulevard, be sure to take a turn at 88th to visit Elmhurst Library. You'll have to look closely. This library is in a small converted house, and it looks like one. Elmhurst operates like any other public library, books to check out, computers to use, and a children's program. But it's got a problem. Most kids can't get to it very easily. Mills College student reporter Aaliyah Yates has the story of what Elmhurst is doing to fix that.
Okay. Everyone's got their puppets on their hands.
If you want one, get it.
On a recent afternoon, toddlers from the neighborhood are gathered in the children's room of Elmhurst Library for a special story time with shadow puppets and musical instruments.
It's a frown.
Well, let's see what's in here. You ready to see it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You know what? There's a really scary sound.
A puppeteer is showing this small group his instruments. Children's librarian Ted McCoy, who has been working here since February, coordinates programs like this for the library a few times every week.
We're a little flexible because we're a smaller branch, so we have to be a little bit more utilitarian sometimes in what we do. We're not necessarily as specialized as maybe some of the bigger branches.
Mary, whose grandson is here for story time, makes it a point to bring him as often as she can.
I used to bring him every Thursday for the toddler time. Probably when he was about a year old.
Librarian McCoy calls people like Mary Elmhurst hardcores because they are here for almost every event. But hardcores like Mary are few. There are only 3 kids here today.
Toddler story time is not necessarily what we want it to be or what we'd hoped it would be, but we don't have the level of participation that other branches have there for a variety of reasons.
The biggest is something McCoy can't control, location.
We're, situated directly adjacent to International Boulevard, East 14th, which is hard for classes to cross together.
So he came up with a plan.
One of the things that I spoke to my bosses about was doing outreach and finding different ways to engage with the community and the neighborhood right around the branch.
International is a busy road. It runs through East Oakland, and Elmhurst is just a few feet away from it. Ted McCoy shows me what toddlers and their guardians go through to get to Elmhurst.
As you get close to International, just get wrappers here. This is a, we're coming up to, I guess, like a box for electrical fuses that I often see people either urinating behind or smoking crack behind, which can be a little bit off-putting. You might not want to step there.
I stepped on a crack pipe. And Ted says drugs aren't the only problem. Theft is really common in this neighborhood.
We leave the library. Obviously, the library has a metal barred, a metal gate in front of it, which we lock up. We have a big padlock we lock up every night, which is not the way you really want a library to be, but it's the way that it has to be.
And if they don't keep the gates locked, McCoy says it's open season.
Someone tried to steal our cactus. Yeah, it was a guy who came up with, he had gloves on. He really thought it out. And our security guard was like, hey, you can't steal the cactus. And he got in his car and he ran off. But he came back and got it. Eventually, he got the cactus. And, he's going to find out that cactuses are not, or cacti, they're not worth that much money. So he did put that effort into it. And God bless him, but he's not going to get much out of that.
That crime didn't hurt anyone, except maybe the cactus. But the problems here are serious, including pedestrian safety.
Traffic on International Boulevard is it's crazy. It can be very dangerous. Even to someone who's driving a car, I don't feel particularly safe at times on International.
Non-existent crosswalks, broken stoplights, not to mention drugs and theft. It's no wonder kids can't get to the library. So McCoy goes to them.
You love me. We're a happy family.
Elmhurst Outreach allows Ted to bring the library to the children. He goes to boys and girls clubs, to public schools, church events, even the grocery stores around Oakland.
In the works, we have a story time at the Food Max up on in the Durant Square Mall.
Today, Ted is at the Highland Community Center performing his weekly storytelling hour.
She'll be back, said Sarah. Back soon, said Percy.
And occasionally breaking into song.
We've got
Ted makes it a point to make reading fun and interactive.
Go away. Big green face.
And sometimes a little scary. But all in all, never losing that fun.
And we understand that children may not often have a chance to be in the library, and they may not have a lot of books at home. So we want to make sure that fun and enjoyment is something that is associated with being here and being around books.
And the kids, well, they seem to love Ted as much as they love the stories.
I'm going to say thank you, Mr. Ted.
Thank you, Mr. Ted.
See you next time.
See you next time.
You know, our goal is to connect Oaklanders with their library, and you know, we're here to spread a love of reading. And the more Oaklanders and the more children that we can reach with our outreach, the better. And so I kind of view our outreach as a never-ending quest.
Though it will end soon for Ted. He's leaving for a new job in Massachusetts. But he assures us that outreach will continue, with or without his presence. And he hopes the program thrives long after he's gone. From Mills College, I'm Aaliyah Yates.